Can you hear me? Thanks, members of the commission. Rich Harris, special species manager, and I'm here to introduce some minor changes we'd like to make to WAC 232-28-622 Bighorn Sheep. This will be relatively brief. We try to keep major changes to the three-year package, so these are small tweaks. So we do have a game management plan that we try to live with. It kind of provides the skeleton of how we organize our hunting seasons. So we'll be responding to that. We'll be increasing a couple of permits in some herds and decreasing in a few others. One of the reasons that we're wanting to decrease herd size in a couple of areas, and I'll give you some specifics, when bighorn herds get fairly large, that increases the chance that you're going to have animals wandering out from that herd. When they wander out, there's a chance that they can interact with domestic sheep and goats and bring back disease. So it's kind of a prophylactic measure we try to take when we've got herds that are exceeding the size that we have in mind for them. But first, a herd that we actually are going to reduce tags, and that's the Gila Butte portion of the Yakima Canyon herd. The Umtanum and Gila Butte are across Yakima Canyon from one another. If you recall, this is a herd that got pneumonia in 2009-2010. We're still dealing with the sequela of that. We don't have large amounts of adult mortality anymore, but we've had a number of years of lamb recruitment failures. And so we're just simply following this herd down. There's nothing dramatic happening. There's still over 200 animals in the herd, but as the herd declines, we'll probably have to gradually reduce. So we had U-tags in this herd where we no longer feel the need to have U-tags, and reducing the number of rams from 3 to 2. The Swakane herd near Wenatchee is doing well. It's up slightly, and so we're recommending that we increase the number of ram tags. This is a very popular herd. This is the one that gets the most hunter interest, and we've actually been able to increase the number of tags here because of the actions the commission took last year in giving us flexibility on the auction raffle. So we are now able to fine-tune this just the way we would like to, and I think we've heard a lot of support from the hunting community about this opportunity. The Clement herd near Yakima is way over objective. They've been doing fabulously well, but again, we're very concerned. They're very close to both domestic sheep grazing on federal allotments and domestic sheep and goats on private lands, so we really need to reduce this this herd, so we're suggesting ewe permits. I'll take this opportunity just to give a little bit of background why we are suggesting ewe permits as opposed to other alternatives we might have to reduce herd size. All things being equal, we would rather move animals from overabundant herds to herds that could use additional animals. To do this, we have a couple of things have to fall into place all at the same time. We certainly don't want to move animals from a herd that has disease. We would just be moving the disease around. Similarly, we can't move healthy animals into a herd that has disease. You're just asking for them to pick up the disease. So those two criteria need to be fulfilled. And then we have to have, so that limits our ability to move animals. This year we had one opportunity, the Quillamine herd along the Columbia River there just north of Vantage is a little low, and we could, and it's clean. We could put animals in there. We also need a couple of things to fall into place. This year we had actually been planning to do a live capture of the Clemens herd and move animals into that herd. But before we move animals, we always do a prophylactic test, and we're always testing for disease to double check and make sure, even though this is a herd that has been clean and never had any evidence of disease, you always want to be sure that disease hasn't crept in more recently than your last test. So we did that, and we got an unusual positive result suggesting there was disease in the Clement herd. That took us by surprise. We had to do a timeout, do another test. That was all still negative. And we finally, in working with the people at WSU, came to the conclusion that it was probably a false positive or some kind of unusual contamination. We became convinced that, in fact, Clemens was still clean. By that time, we'd lost our weather window to capture the animals. We have a capture situation there. So we'll attempt to do that again in the future. But in the meantime, we don't want to wait another year with this herd being so overabundant. We'd really feel like we need to reduce the size of that herd now. So that's the reason for U permits being suggested here. In the future, we hope to be able to have more opportunity to move animals when we have overabundant herds. A couple of changes for the Chelan Butte herd. This is our latest rock star. This is the newest herd in Washington, but it's 15, 20 years old, and it's still seemingly in its kind of expansion phase. It's becoming really abundant. So in addition to increasing the number of regular draw permits for hunters who want to shoot a big ram, we're continuing the U permits that we started here last year, and we're also adding a new hunt category for what we're calling juvenile rams, and we'll make this opportunity available to disabled hunters because, again, Chelan Butte is one of the more accessible herds. You can drive right up to some areas. So we did this last year, and that had some success with disabled hunters. Why juvenile rams? Well, again, as we're trying to reduce this herd, the juvenile rams are the ones oftentimes start roaming around, get into trouble. They're more apt to go on forays than other kinds of rams. If we simply increase the number of ram permits, hunters would likely take the largest animals and probably the oldest animals they can find. We actually want to specifically kind of balance the age structure here. A number of jurisdictions have been talking about doing this for a number of years, and nobody's done it. I think we're the first off the block to begin this. So then we have the issue of, well, how do you define a juvenile ram? So we had to craft language that we thought would be clear to the hunter and also clear to enforcement in case it became an issue of what we're talking about here. So that's the reason for this new definition. So some pictures of some juvenile rams in the Chelan Butte herd. So this is definition that we ran through our district biologists and also district enforcement folks. We spent a couple of weeks batting around language that we thought would work. So I can read it. A male bighorn sheep having at least one unbroomed horn. Why it's not? Well, that's horn. That does not extend past an imaginary line beginning at the point on the animal's forehead where the front of the horn base adjoins the skull, continuing downwards in a posterior direction to the posterior edge of the eye. So the animal, the drawing on the left, would be a legal juvenile ram under this definition. Of course, it would also be legal under any ram. Whereas the one on the right, you can see that horn extends past that imaginary line, so that would be too old. We don't want these taken in this particular permit. We had to use the brooming part comes in because animals can be older, and as you know, sometimes the mechanical damage from fighting breaks that horn off. So here's an example of an animal that is broomed, and so we had to define brooming for purposes of the regulation. So even though this horn does not extend past that line, this would not be legally taken under this particular permit because it's clearly old enough to be part of the older cohorts, not what we're after in this particular permit. Those are the only changes I have suggesting for bighorn sheep at this time.
Very good. Thank you. And no public input on that.